Dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 4th of August, and it is cloudy here in Auroville on pleasant 27 degrees Celsius. Forecast for today says mostly cloudy and very warm, an afternoon shower or a thunderstorm around. At night we can expect mostly cloudy. Temperatures range from low 27 to high 37 with the heat index on 39 degrees Celsius and chance of precipitation is on 55%. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 16 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 56%.
Sem saber o que fazer, sem ter o teu sonho, amor.
Jan Vanek and Estelle Koluda are visiting the area and today are holding music workshop at Udavi School only for students. On Saturday 9th of August at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we have a chance to listen to their concert. And the next day on Sunday at 10th of August at 10:30 a.m. they will perform in the Hall of Harmony at Sri Aurobindo Ashram School in Pondicherry. On Tuesday 12th of August at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, they are offering musical interactive dialogue with musicians from Auroville. Their last performance will be on Saturday 16th of August at 7 p.m. at the restaurant Satsanga in Pondicherry. Their visit is hosted by Francis Malan and in collaboration of Pavilion of France, Francine Fink, Matthew, Aurelio and Tapas. For more information you can contact Francis Malan on 7598146288 or 262-2290. Or you can contact Tapas on 944-212-1315. On Friday, 8th of August at 7:30 p.m, Yatra Arts Foundation next to New Creation Sports Grounds invite us to a singing and dancing circle around the fire in Yatra, with joyful songs from all over the world, from Hari Om to Alleluia. Keyboard and drums with Anje or Siva Rani and friends, and you can also bring your instrument and join with them. On Saturday 9th of August, between 4 to 10 p.m., we can participate in a garden party at Ganesh Garden, whereby they will launch their new unit, Avatar Design, and introduce their brand, Takla Makan. Vikram and Melissa are inviting you to a green festival in their new showroom, behind Shakti Community. Sunny will presenting his recycled products, Speck, and his yummy organic food from Pony Farm. At that occasion, we can meet also the latest Auroville talents with Lilith Fashion School and many more. We are invited to join them in the garden for a day full of events and poetry. If you have any questions, you can call Catherine on 95972030361. From Auroville Singing Festival 2014 comes a call for participation for the children choir. They would like to invite children aged over 10 years old who want to participate as a voice of the children choir in the Auroville Singing Festival 2014. Festival itself, it would be on 11th of October in Bharat Nivas. They would sing three songs that they were made in Auroville and have a great experience and feels harmony. They are supposed to have the presentation to introduce their plan and songs on 15th of August at 10 a.m. in Kripa. Further information and application, you can contact them on avsingingfestival@auroville.org or Facebook Community Culture Colors. On 10th of August, there will be a Pondi Marathon in two distances available. Adi Shakti is happy to announce two of their actors' workshop, Source of Performance, Energy, this September. The first workshop will be from Friday 12th of September to Monday 22nd of September, and the second workshop will be from Sunday 28th to Wednesday, October 8th. They have limited seats for both the upcoming workshops, so they are asking you to book your seat if you are interested. From BCC and Savi comes an announcement saying that to protect Auroville economy from degrading trend, certain changes are introduced in the system of payment, refund of these gas contribution on the request of BCC and the financial service. The new policy will be implemented from August 4th, which is today. So the conditions to get a refund are as follow. One, have an Aura card issued by guest house or the financial service. One, resides in Auroville accommodation. One, works in a city service actively duly registered in Auroville. One, commit oneself for a period of minimum of 2 months. One, work at least 12 hours per week. And one, receive no financial benefit from the work. And the guidelines are, first, volunteer working 12 to 24 hours per week are eligible for a 50% reduction. Volunteers working 24 hours or more can ask for a full refund of the gas contribution. An upper limit to the weekly time should enable volunteers to explore Orville. Secondly, volunteers working in a city service for a period of at least 2 months are eligible for a refund. They should contact the Savvy office in Unity Pavilion in International Zone in person for registration and updating their hour card from guest to volunteer status. Make the necessary deposit at Financial Service. Financial Service will refund their guest contribution at the end of their volunteer time. And third, volunteers working in a commercial unit will have to pay guest contribution themselves or have it paid by the unit. The unit holder is required to acknowledge their acceptance before arrival for the Savvy Register volunteers at the moment of their placement confirmation by mail, or on arrival for the independent volunteers who have found their own place of work at the moment of registration at Savvy by signing a confirmation form. And fourth, volunteers working for less than 2 months are not eligible for a refund. They may take a part of the active participation program offered by the guest service at Solar Kitchen upstairs and don't need to be registered with Savvy. Fifth, services and units heads who take volunteers are required to report any change in the status dates of the volunteer to the Savvy office so that records can be updated. Sixth, volunteers working in a non-commercial unit for less than 2 months can exceptionally be eligible for a refund. The unit holder may contact the BCC to ask for a refund approval. 7th, volunteers working for a period of at least 2 months who have no accommodation inside Orville are not eligible for a refund since Orville cannot take the legal responsibility for people staying outside of Orville. 8th, the registration with Savvy has to be done before the start of the volunteer placement. No refund will be given for days worked before registration. In less than 2 weeks, on 14th of August, it will be 50 years that the Shri Aurobindo Society, whose president was the mother, passed, among others, a resolution to develop a township near Pondicherry for those who want to prepare for a new life. Mother soon named it Orville. At first, she showed very little interest in this new endeavor of Navajata because she had received nothing directly, but her interest grew in February 1965 when she wrote to Roger and asked him to whether he would like to conceive it, and fully in June 1965 when she described her plan to Sat Prem and then to Hutta. Orville Design Consultants and Orville Bamboo Center invite us to a presentation on bamboo in India and Southeast Asia by Kamesh Salam on 14th of August at 3:30 p.m. at Orville Bamboo Center in Kotakarai. Kamesh Salam is a native Northeast Indian and a recognized authority throughout the world in all things bamboo from plantation and through the value addition chain to construction and government legislation. He's a former president of the World Bamboo Association, the leading international bamboo community. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m, they will screen an India biography history sport, Ron Mirkaran, made in India in 2013 by director Rakesh Omprakash. Tomorrow, the same place and time, we can see German documentary Man for a Day, made in Germany in 2012 by director Katharina Peters. And on Wednesday, we can see an interesting documentary for all music lovers, Be Aware of Mr. Baker, which was made in USA in 2012 by director Jay Balger, and is with Ginger Baker, Femi Kuti, Eric Clapton and others. And from the Sri Aurobindo, the synthesis of yoga, we read, "But again, for divine works in the world, the individual self converts itself into a center of consciousness through which the divine will, one with the divine love and light, pours itself out in the multiplicity of the universe." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orgelradio.org.